I am telling you, this team is so poorly constructed, and I used to be the biggest optimistic Giant fan in the world. Texan fans, get ready for a coming out party. You're going 1-2.
First down at the Houston 16-yard line. Manning gets the snap, and he throws over the middle. He's got his man. Touchdown, Giants. The tight end, Rhett Ellison, with the TD catch.
Is Bill O'Brien hampering Deshaun Watson?
Is he? Yeah, I mean, I absolutely think he is.
Watson takes the snap. Watson looking. Pocket collapsing, and Deshaun bounces to the outside. He's going to float one downfield to the end zone, and it's intercepted. He was trying to get the ball to Lamar Miller, but it was picked off by Ogletree in the end zone. It's a touchback, and the drive gets stopped.
When it comes to a six-point spread, I don't trust Bill O'Brien right this moment to necessarily cover that spread. Even though I'm picking the Texans to win, I can't take that 6 points.
Manning takes a knee, and it's over at NRG Stadium with the Giants beating the Texans 27-22, and Houston goes to 0-3 in deep trouble in the AFC South to start the 2018 campaign.
Mad Radio 27-22 was the final. We are into the 7 o'clock hour. Coming up in about 9 minutes, we give away Ozzy Osbourne tickets at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. So 7 minutes from now, we will give those away. Mike, Seth, and Paul on a Monday. Paul, I don't know if I've ever seen you this down after a game.
I don't think he's down. I think he's upset with other things.
No, I'm pissed off. Now I'm pissed off. But guess what? You woke the dragon. Okay, guess what? Yes, I am pissed off. I want to watch good football. I haven't watched good football in years. Years! This is what I have to do every single Sunday. I'm tired of it. And guess what? It's not even close. Not even close to being done the rest of the way.
September 24th.
You know what? Maybe I needed a little something like this. Maybe I needed a little kick in the ass, because perhaps I've been spoiled watching football most of my life. But my God, like, can't you just show up? Really? Can you just show up at the beginning of the game? The Giants suck.
Yeah.
They are an awful football team, and they bludgeoned you and pushed you around. That front seven, I thought it was good. I thought it was good. DJ Reed is one of the best defensive players in the NFL. Really? J.J. Watt is the only person on that field yesterday that can say anything, period, ever again. I don't want to hear from anyone anymore. I don't. Because J.J. Watt kicked ass in that game. It doesn't even matter. Will Fuller kicked ass in that game. Doesn't even matter. Same old.
It really is, and especially this season, just not showing up. Like, usually, this is what happens. Let's say a football coach, like a real football coach, say Pat Shurmur. I don't know, Pat Shurmur might be a real football coach. Your team doesn't respond. All of a sudden, they hear the bell, and they respond, and they show up in the first quarter like it means something. The Texans had been on the road for 2 straight weeks. They hadn't had their home opener yet. Of all games, if the Texans can't come out and play in the first quarter when they're at home for the first time, when, as Paul noted, you've got an offensive lineman at some point trying to quiet the home crowd down when the home crowd is not being loud. Like, these guys are so inept and so unready to play. I don't know why Bill... You know what I'd like to know? Why is Bill O'Brien even grumpy all the time? They can't possibly be stressed out about anything. Like, are you going to tell me that he's stressed out because they're working at something? I don't see evidence of it, because they show up in the first quarter and they act like they have no clue what's about to happen. The front seven yesterday in the first quarter was the biggest shock to me, that they got manhandled. There was nothing exotic. It wasn't like all of a sudden, at least versus the Titans, threw a bunch of wrinkles into it. They showed up in Wildcat. Maybe they got you on your heels there. But now I'm realizing that, no, the team just doesn't show up to play in the first quarter. The defense wasn't ready to play. The defense, we can give the defense a pass for a lot of this 0-3 start, but they need to be the strength of the team right this moment.
It's not good enough.
And they're blowing it in the first quarters of football games.
And the defense did the same thing they did last week. When the Texans scored the touchdown last week against Tennessee to go up by 3, what did the defense do? They allow a field goal drive. And when the Texans were able to finally put a score on the board and actually get into the end zone before the failed 2-point conversion and the horse bleep play, according to O'Brien, what did the defense do? The Giants march all the way down the field and they score a touchdown to end the game. The defense, I think, is above average,
yeah,
but it ain't good enough, and it ain't the defense that we hyped it up to be in August.
Damn right it ain't. They can't tackle Saquon Barkley. They can't tackle Sterling Shepard, who is my size. They can't tackle Odell Beckham Jr., who is my size.
Yeah, those guys were there. That's a very good point, Paul. Those little fellas looked like they were like the John Riggins running.
They were
out
dragging
there.
People. Yeah. They were dragging people. And again, they don't weigh much more than me. I weigh 170 pounds. How much do they weigh? 185, 190, maybe close to 200. I don't even know. Okay. And on top of that, I mean, let's factor in also what we saw on Sunday Night Football. That Patriots front seven is just absolute trash.
Right.
They were getting pushed around that entire game. And also, I mean, if you... I'm really struggling here, like, just to look for anything that is remotely positive. But I mean, you lost to a bad Patriots team.
I think so far, okay, I'll give you
and a bad
positive.
Giants
I'll
team.
Give you a positive. So far, Bill O'Brien has been absolutely atrocious at the actual game planning portion, particularly the scripted portion of the game. He actually does a good job of digging himself out of a hole and having some semblance of respectability. They've moved the ball well after these horrible first quarters, but they still can't do anything with the ball once they get down into the red zone. That's where the mistakes come up. A positive. Deshaun Watson, in some respects, has actually looked better than I expected him to look in the first few games.
Deshaun was 12 for 12 on passes over the middle.
Yeah, and look, the interceptions in the end zone are you're taking points off the board. He's taking field goals off the board at times. Julian Davenport is taking points off the board. They're shooting themselves in the foot continually over and over again. But I think that Deshaun Watson athletically is better than what I hoped. Bill O'Brien's very clearly trying to protect Deshaun Watson. There aren't any designed runs or actual read options where Deshaun Watson might be a running threat. I think that's hurting him in the passing game because it's letting defenses feel a little too certain about things. And I don't understand at this point, now that you've seen three games, what exactly are you protecting Deshaun Watson from? Do you think he's not going to have to run at some point?
He had 11
quarterback
hits.
Have you watched the offense, Bill O'Brien? He's going to have to run regardless. So, like, give me two designed run plays per game that can keep defenses on their heels, and I think that can help a little bit. Some deception, some backfield action, some of the things that work. Look, the jet sweep is a staple. Doesn't work in the NFL. But the jet sweep, just as a method of swapping a guy from side to side and putting some uncertainty in the defense.
Make it unfreeze for a second, yeah.
Yes, make the defense think. Make the defense uncomfortable. Do something. I honestly, if Pat Mahomes were here and Deshaun Watson were in Kansas City, Deshaun Watson would look like a better quarterback than Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes, if he were here right now with Bill O'Brien as his offensive coordinator, we might have 3 touchdowns and 18 picks.
Well,
he'd be making horrible decisions downfield. He'd be doing all the things that his scouting report said he would do.
But here's my thing, and I know you're being a little hyperbolic on that.
A little bit on the stats, yeah.
But if that's the case, then you have to fire your coach. Like, what is the value of having every ticket sold and But to continue that, what is the, like, if you have a young franchise quarterback, Deshaun's maybe not playing well enough to win. I mean, you can argue. Deshaun obviously is a good player, okay? If you have a coach who is harming your quarterback, you have to fire him. Like, it's that simple.
Right.
I don't
disagree. I don't think you have to disagree with that.
If that's the case, now maybe this changes and maybe things radically change next week in Indianapolis. It happened before, it changed last year against the Patriots. But if your coach is harming your young franchise quarterback, he can't be your coach.
This is where it comes back to ownership. Where in any business? I just want to bear with me with this analogy for a minute. Where in any business would you have, like, say your executive in charge of manufacturing comes to you and his division's been underperforming and he says, look, Mr. Owner, look, I know my division's been underperforming, but the head foreman just quit, but I'm going to take over his job too. Oh, okay. All right. So you're going to wear two hats? You're going to be both the chief executive and the head foreman of your division. Okay, sounds good. Sounds like a perfect plan. No, but that's exactly what they did with Bill O'Brien. I need to know where Bill O'Brien ever showed or earned the right to be both the head coach and the offensive coordinator. He's not doing a good job of it. But the problem is, he's got a staff full of guys that have never called plays before. Like, he's got a whole bunch of yes men working underneath him that are incapable of coaching their positions or calling plays offensively. So that goes back to the McNair family. Like, you let Bill O'Brien talk you into being his own offensive coordinator with no actual background other than being Tom Brady's jock sniffer for a few years. And then, frankly, they were not very good, by Tom Brady's standards, not their most pleasing years. Like, he's just, it's like, what does he tell? Does he get up there? Is that what he did in the interview? Did he tell Bill? Did he tell Bob McNair exactly what Tom Brady's jock smells like? I was like, oh my gosh, you'd think that it might smell bad, but even after an overtime game, it smells like elderberry. It's a divine,
does, to be
it's
honest.
A divine scent. I think you could put it in a bottle and sell it for $400 an ounce. I mean, I tried to snort it once afterwards to see if I get high. And you know what? It worked.
It's the next thing on the TV12.com.
Gosh. He's a head coach, offensive coordinator. Never mind.
He is aligned, though. He is aligned with the GM.
At this point, too, even with those guys not having any experience in those roles, whatever. I mean, at this point, like, turn over the keys of the corporation to a cashier. I don't care. Just turn it over to someone else.
To push back on this slightly, we can continue with this. I don't mind being a head coach and coordinator. Kyle Shanahan can do it. Sean McVay can do it. It's just that O'Brien hasn't been good enough. Like, he's just, it's not as though, like, he is, like, the owner, the janitor, the guy working at Chick-fil-A. Like, he's doing something that other coaches do. He's just not good enough at it.
The problem is you're still going off of the potential of Bill O'Brien as an offensive coordinator. There's plenty of valid excuses for it, but the fact remains that outside of New England with Tom Brady, he's never actually had a good NFL offense. Like, and you can't, we all know you can't count New England. Like, Bill O'Brien could have been replaced with a ball boy up there and they'd still have a good offense as long as Tom Brady and Bill Belichick were there. So we don't know if Bill O'Brien is actually a good offensive coordinator.